Springer, Pasha's Picoudé.
Good morning. We will meet and be talking today about the sugya of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. This is a halacha which is brought down in various places in the Gemara about not passing by a mitzvah. If one has a mitzvah that one has an opportunity to do, not to pass by that opportunity and do something else, or even do another mitzvah. This halacha has many protim and many differences, and each case has to be decided with all its variables. We won't be coming out much with halacha lemaisa, because as we will see, in almost everything there is a machloikis. So we will just go through the ikar shittas. Where do we learn the halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? It's a Gemara in Yuma. Mitzvahs ho'imer lohovi min akorev. Emet Hashem, hopefully this year we'll be able to bring a korban ho'imer, Mashiach should come. One lives in Yerushalayim. And on the first day, on the second day of Pesach, one has to bring the korban omer. One has to bring the korban. One has to go and cut soirim, barley. One has to go out to the fields. Now, says the Gemara, the mitzvah is to bring from the korev, the closest field of barley that is close to Yerushalayim, that's a mitzvah. Even though there could be one could want to bring from a field which is further away, one has to bring from the earlier one. So the Gemara asks, why? What's the reason? Why do we have to bring from the closest field? So the Gemara answers two reasons. One reason, because it says in the Gemara, Carmel. Velechem in the Torah, velechem vekoli vecharmel. One has to bring carmel. Carmel means very soft, pliable barley. And the closer you bring it, the more likely it is to be this soft, pliable barley. Carmel. So one has to bring it as close as possible, from as close as possible. The reason that the Gemara gives is because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Because if you have barley, which is close to you, you may not overlook it and go on to see a different barley, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, then you would be over, you are overlooking this, you are bypassing this mitzvah, and you're going to seek a different mitzvah further away. Now, the Achronim have a Shaila, whether these two answers, whether they argue with each other. Meaning, the one, the Manda Omer, who says that we learn it out of, because of the reason of Carmel, because we want soft wheat, would he agree that there is a halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? Because if he agrees there's a halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, why doesn't he say it? He should say Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. That's why one has to go to the closer place and not the further place. Why does he give a different reason of Carmel? And there, we will come into it later. There are Achreinim who say there's no argument, they're just bringing different proofs, but of course everyone holds Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And there's some who argue with it and say that in this case there is no halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and we'll have to find out why. This year, we have a classic case of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. As we know, this year, we're in an Ibayor, a Shana Mu'uberes. We know, because we know what the halacha is, that we didn't have Purim this year, did we? We haven't had Purim. We have to wait an extra month for Purim. But in the Gemara, it wasn't so simple. There is actually a machlokes in the Gemara. When do we have Purim, Kriyas HaMegillah, Suda, and everything that goes together with it? There is one mandama in the Gemara who says that one reads the Megillah in the first Ador. And he gives his reason, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Because, that's one answer. We'll come on to it. The mitzvah is not there. And the Achronim say, of course, nowadays, we're not over anything of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But the Shaila is, why did Chazal, when Chazal made their takona, why did they decide to do the first Ador and not the second Ador? And the answer is because Ein Mavirin, one man Doma says, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. We've arrived to Yudalad Ador Rishon. Why do we overlook it and wait till Yudalad Ador Sheni? And the other man Doma, who we paskin like him, and that's why we haven't had a Purim yet, says, because the Ador Sheni is close to Nisan, and we want to be Soymech Geula. We have a Purim in Ador which celebrates our Geula, and we want to have it as close as possible to Nisan, which we celebrate the Geula of Nisan. If we're really talking about, just say a vort about Soymchen Geula LeGeula, in the Sforim it says that these Geulas are the most extreme Geulas, because Nisan is Rosh LaChadoshim. Rosh, it's the first of the Chadoshim and has the biggest Chashivas. The first, Rishon L'Chol Dovah, has the biggest Chashivas. As opposed to Ador, which is the end of the Chadoshim. It's the 12th month. And in this year, we have the 13th month. So in terms of Chashivas and holiness as Rishon, Nisan is the first, the highest, and Ador is the lowest on the scale. But that is the wholeness of Purim. And that's what Haman was banking on. Haman knew all this, and he knew that the 12th month is in the scale the lowest in Chashivas. It's the furthest away from Rishon. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam showed him, V'nahapeichu. Even though in the scale of Rishon to Achron, it's the last, but I will cause a gewaltige Nes and a V'nahapeichu. So we are soimich the Geula of Ador to the Geula of Nisan, to show that the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, he sometimes shows us that the Chodesh Nisan, the Rishon, is Goyim, a Nes of Golas Mitzrayim, but the same Ribbono Shel Olam will show Haman, if he tries to start up with us, I'll make a Nes for you for the Eden, even if it's in the last month, the month of the 12th month. That's why these 2 months go together, to show that Ribbono Shel Olam helps us in every case, in every instance. Back to Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. So we have had 2 cases of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs here. We've had one case of when we have the field of barley close to Yerushalayim, where we've seen that it might be a machloikis, whether one is allowed to overlook the closer field or not. And we've seen here another din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, where we've arrived at the time. We've arrived at the time of Ador, of Purim, and we may, the shail is whether one is allowed to wait till the next month, and it seems from the Gemara that really we should have made it in the first Ador, but we have something which overrides the Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, which is that we want to make it as close to Nisan as possible. We have another shail. If a person has, let's say, on Sukkot morning, he has a set of Arba Minim, but they are quite mediocre. not the best Arba Minim. But he knows that in an hour or two, he will have a set of much muhuddidiga Arba Minim, much choshiva Arba Minim. What should he do? And he has this set in front of him. Is there an issa of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs? You have this mitzvah, you have no right to overlook it and wait for a mitzvah later on. Or, no, he has a mitzvah, since the reason why he is going to wait for he's going to overlook this mitzvah is because he wants a more mohudadiga mitzvah. Now, we have to understand what is the reason of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. We don't have a pasuk for it, so it's a svara. What is a svara of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs? Now, the Mogen Avraham says something very interesting. The Mogen Avraham says, why is Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs? Sheloi Yehei Ponui Min HaMitzvahs. He should not, this Mogen Avraham, it's quite earth-shattering. It's a gewaltige Musa. A person should not be empty from the mitzvahs. That means, the Mogen Avraham is telling us, we have to do mitzvahs 24-7. That's what he's telling us. You should not. The reason why we are not allowed to overlook a mitzvah is because you are then not actively doing a mitzvah. Now, we know you didn't do mitzvahs 24-7. When one goes to work and one brings panosa for the family and anything, any dvar rishus that the body needs, of course, is all part of a mitzvah. Any recreation that a person needs, food, drink, going to work, bringing panosa, everything what is necessary for a yid and for his family and for Klal Yisrael is all part of the mitzvah. But a yid should never be doing something that isn't a mitzvah, that is just because it's there. But the Mogen Avraham says, and this is the reason that Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs, because since you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah as close as possible, and you are overlooking it, so that is, you are emptying yourself from a mitzvah. Now you're not actively pursuing a mitzvah. So the difference would be, if he has a reason to overlook this mitzvah, that he is doing a mitzvah, he is spending his time looking for a choshev mitzvah, then he's in the case that we were talking about beforehand, that he knows that that Arba Minim will be coming, more choshev Arba Minim will be arriving in the near future, that wouldn't help, because at this moment in time he is being ponuyim in a mitzvah. He is emptying himself from his. He's not actively pursuing the mitzvah. But it would make a difference if the choshev Arba Minim would be a half an hour's walk. And he would walk, he would make the effort to go and get this choshev Arba Minim, then he is not being empty from the mitzvah. Then he's pursuing a mitzvah. The whole is, according to the Mogen Avraham, of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs is because you are not actively pursuing a mitzvah now. You're leaving it and deciding to do a mitzvah later. But, as we said, if it would be just waiting till the next mitzvah arrives, that would be a problem. But if he's actively pursuing it, doing something, being oisik in the mitzvah, that would be permissible. Tell me the case. A talis and tefillin. That's true, yes. So the question is, why is there a chiyuv to put the tefillin first? And that brings us to a different question. Here we were talking about, you say, the same case, you have your Arba Minim in front of you, and you act. So when, what you're asking is when a person actually has his tefillin in front of him. All the halachas of putting the talis first and the tefillin shelyad first is because when he comes to take out his tefillin, he actually touches or he's standing in front of his tefillin and he moves away from it. But here we were talking about Arba Minim. If he has it in his hand, that would be the same. it would be doime. It would be the same case. But here we're talking about going and actively taking the abaminim from it, from its place. That is different. There, because we'll come on to it, there are two types of em avirin ala mitzvahs. Actually, there are many types, but... But the Gemara seems to take it on more stringent and says one should make all kinds of opportunities and not come to this case of em avirin ala mitzvah. So it seems that you would be over em avirin ala mitzvah in such a case. So we'll have to differentiate. There are two cases, two main cases of em avirin ala mitzvah. One is called mavirin bizman, and one is called pogaboy, as we've said, which are two separate cases. There is, one case is mavirin bizman, when the time of the mitzvah has come. And that is negea for every mitzvah, when a person gets up early morning in the nets, and he wants to wait for a later occasion. As soon as it starts dawn, you're mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. You're mechuyev in tefillin and talis, and if it's yom tov, you're mechuyev in lulav, and if it's purim, you're mechuyev megillah, and if you have to make a bris or pitin aben, you have to do that in the morning. But we don't do it in the morning, because one wants to wait for a minyan, or for a tzibur, or for a choshev emoyel. One wants to wait for certain chashivas. So this is called mavirin al hamitzvahs bizman. In the time, you have a time, and you want to wait, you want to, instead of doing it at 6 o'clock in the morning, you want to wait till 10, 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning. The case that we were talking about, talis tefillin, is a case of poga b'mitzvah. When you actually, poga, you've met the mitzvah. You've bumped into the mitzvah. That's a literal translation. You bump into a mitzvah, whether you may look away for your various reasons. It's also mavirin ala mitzvahs, but it's a different kind of mavirin ala mitzvahs. And the truth is, these are the two Gemaras that we've brought. The Gemara that we brought about Bali, so it's Omer, which is close to Yerushalayim, that is the halacha of poga b'mitzvahs. He's bumped into the mitzvah. He comes, he travels out to Yerushalayim, he meets a barley field, and he's met it, he's bumped into it, but he decides because he wants to go to a further place. These are the halachas which are applicable in, as we know, in with putting your talis and your tefillin in the proper order. The other halacha is in mavirin bizman, which is the halacha of Purim, Oda Rishin and Oda Sheni, where you haven't met a Megillah, but just the time has arrived, and you're pushing off the time for a different time. So, the difference would be, so as we've said, what is the reason Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? Why not? So the Mogen Avraham has told us, it's because you shouldn't be empty from mitzvahs. But there are other Achreinim who say no. It's because you are being mevaze. You are being mevaze the mitzvah. It's a desecration. It's a bizoyen for the mitzvah to look away from it. You've come to it and you've looked away from it. And the truth is, the Mogen Avraham has told us that the reason why Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is because a person should always be actively pursuing a mitzvah. The Achreinim ask a difficult question on him, and I'm not sure if they give an answer, but the Mogen Avraham stays Mogen Avraham. But the Achreinim ask on him. What do the Achreinim ask? It says in the Gemara, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur comes out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, he bumps first into the left-hand side of the Mizbeach. And he has to give Matan Domim, he has to make Zrikas Hadam on all the four corners of the Mizbeach. Well, he bumps into the first left-hand corner. Says the Gemara, for the Gemara has a Pasuk, that in this case he has to start off with the right-hand corner of the Mizbeach. He actually bumps into the left-hand corner, but he has to start with the right-hand corner. So the first Matan Dom, the first Zrikas Hadam has to be on the right-hand corner of the Mizbeach. What does he do afterwards? Where does he go afterwards? So, If you would say kol pinus sh'ata pone tielim, that you always go the right side, then you should be going around the mizbeach to the next corner up at the top. Ken dreimis mizrochis, you should go up and go all the way around. Since he came out of the kodesh kodeshim and he bumped into the left hand corner of the mizbeach. But the Gemara says he should start for the reason that it says there v'yotzu, he has to start at the right hand corner. But what does he do next? Says the Gemara, he has to go back to the left-hand corner and put the matan dam there. Because, ein mavirin al hamitzvus. Now, this is a direct question on the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham has said, the reason ein mavirin al hamitzvus is, because you should never be empty from doing mitzvahs. You should always be actively pursuing mitzvahs. Now, if that is the reason, why does he have to go back to the left-hand corner? He could just as well pursue the mitzvah at the top right-hand corner and go miyamin. Why does he go back to the left corner? But if you learn like the avachroinim that say the reason of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs is because you're being mevaze a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah in front of you and you're not doing it, then we can understand. Since he bumped into the left-hand corner first. And because of a reason that it says in the Gemara, he had to start with the right-hand corner. But in order to minimize the bizoyen and do it as little as possible, he goes immediately after he's done the right-hand corner, he goes back to the left-hand corner because he doesn't want to leave it alone because he's being mevazer. Again, we've had a machloikas Mogen Avraham and Ava Achroinim. What is the svara of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? The Mogen Avraham says, it's because Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is, you're not actively pursuing a mitzvah. The Ava Achroinim say, it's because you're being mevazer a mitzvah. It's a certain bizoyin. But from this Gemara, the Ava Achroinim have a strong proof. Because the Gemara says, after you've done the right-hand corner, go back to the left one. So if, according to the Mogen Avraham, that you're not actively pursuing a mitzvah, why do you have to go back to the left one? Go to the upper right one. But if you learn also halacha, not being mevazeh a mitzvah, we can understand. It's enough that you've left it for 1 minute. But go back to it now. So the Mogen Avraham still stays. We don't have an answer what the Mogen Avraham does with the Gemara. But since we have this halacha, that the Gemara shows us that the reason for ein mavirin ala mitzvahs is not to be mevazer the mitzvah, then it helps us in daily life the reason why we are, why a person can sometimes wait for mitzvah. That if a person gets up at dawn, and as we said, he wants to put on talis at tefillin, or make a bris, or do any mitzvah, or lay in the Megillah, and he wants to wait for a bigger tzibur, for a bigger olim, so according to the Mogen Avraham, he would not be allowed to, because you are not actively pursuing a mitzvah. But if the reason of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs is because you're being mevazer the mitzvah, now, if you're waiting for the mitzvah to do it on a more mohudetiger oifen, on a better oifen, with a bigger tzibur, or with something more mohudah, you're not being mevazit, that allows us to wait in order to get a better time and a more mohudah digger oifen to do the mitzvah. We actually have various cases of, throughout the year, which is negeh for everyone, about Mavirin al Hamitzvahs. There is one case in point, Chanukah lights. Lighting Chanukah lights. Now, Chanukah lights is supposed to be done Mishatechsheikh, when it's dark. But when it's dark, one has to daven Maariv. Now, what should one do first? Should one daven Maariv first? Or light Chanukah lights first. So, first thing one has to verify whether Chanukah lights is a mitzvah oiveres. If you lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah, whether there is a din there of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. And a case in point would be Kiddush Levona. If a person has to do Kiddush Levona, and he also has to daven Ma'ariv. If he comes to a place, and one has to daven Ma'ariv first, because Todeh v'sheinu Todeh, Todeh koidim, a person has to daven Ma'ariv before Kiddush Levona. But what will happen if the sky is cloudy, and we see there's a 5-minute break in the clouds? In these 5 minutes, he can do Kiddush Levona. If he goes and davens Ma'ariv, which will take him 20 minutes, then very likely he could lose his slot for Kiddush Levona. In such a case, there would be no issa of ma'virin al hamitzvus, as he's not ma'vir on the tefillas ma'ariv, because, as we said, he's not being mevazah because he has a mitzvah overes, because he has a mitzvah which he won't be able to do, he can't do it later. So, if one learns that one has to light the Chanukah lights in the first half an hour after Nacht, and it's possible till he goes to Ma'ariv and comes back, he loses half an hour, then it would be very applicable for him to light light before Ma'ariv. But since in the halachas of Chanukah lights, a lot of achronim have taken on that today, nowadays, the ikka hadlaka is for people in the house, and it's not as necessary as in the past to light in the first half an hour. So one should certainly try, but it's not in the ikka hamitzvah nowadays. So then we would come on to ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Krishma is the rice. Yes. But now we come on to the shaila is whether a person is not holding by being mekayim the mitzvah at this moment. If his regular time, not it doesn't just have to be his regular time. If he has decided a person has rishus to wait till Ma'ariv. If he's doing some other things, a person should not actively push off Ma'ariv, firstly because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, also because of Zerizim Makdim Ala Mitzvahs. A person should do every mitzvah when the opportunity comes. But if for practical reasons he's not pushing it off, but it's not practical for him to daven now, he's learning, or he's doing some things that you're allowed to do before Ma'ariv, and he wants to daven at a later minyan, he has rishus to push off his Ma'ariv. And Zerizim Makdim Ala Mitzvahs means you should do it as early as possible, but you have rishus to push it off to a later time if in the halacha permits it, if it's more practical. Now, if a person has decided that he's going to daven Ma'ariv at a later time, like at 8 o'clock at night, and he wants to light candles straight at Nacht, so there is a shaila, is that called Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? Is that considered Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs when he pushes off the mitzvah, when he is not ready to do the mitzvah now? Now, the classical case of Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, as everyone knows, is one should put the talis closer to him than his tefillin. And one should put the tefillin shel yad closer to him than the tefillin shel rosh. That is a classical case that we have every day, that we have to look after a Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But in that case, it's always a mitzvah that he's ready to do now. When he goes to Daven Shachris, he prepares himself to put on a talis, to put on tefillin, sheliyad, tefillin, sherosh. These are all mitzvahs that he's doing now. So then is the most applicable case of Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs that he may not push it off to a later, he may not overlook the tefillin. If he put the sherosh before him, he may not overlook it because he's ready to do it now. But If he's ready, if he wouldn't be ready to do it now, and he's only ready to do it at a later time, then it is a shaila if he may push it off. And the two tzdodim, there is a machloikis, and the two tzdodim come from a gemara in Psochin. When one, does one have to do a bris? So one man d'Oma says, because we learn it out of Avram Avinu, it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboike. So the Achronim ask, why do we need this reason? Why do we need the reason of Vayashkim Avram Baboike? Why is it not enough for us, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? And on this, some of the Achronim answer that there is only an Issa of Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs if you're prepared to do the mitzvah now. If you want your time to do the mitzvah is now, then you may not push it off. But if it's not the time to do the mitzvah is not now, as you decided at a later date, that is not called ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, because you haven't prepared yourself to do the mitzvah. That's why one needs another reason of the reason makdimin. But the question is, we have a different Gemara. The Gemara says, what should a ger do? When a ger becomes a ger, he has to do mila, and he has to do tvila. Yeah. So, the Gemara says that he should first do tvila, he should first go to the mikveh, and then do the mila. Why should he do that? Because it takes at least 3 days to recover from a bris mila, and it would take him time, and he wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh, and that would be mavir and ala mitzvah, so we would be pushing off the mitzvah. So, we have here two gemaras. We have one gemara which seems to imply that if a person gets up in the morning and has to do a bris, if not for the posuk of Zerizim Makdim and Mitzvah, he would be allowed to push it off for a few hours. And here we have a Gemara which tells us that one shouldn't push off the Mila of the Tvila of a Ger, because that would be pushed off for a few days. So is one allowed to push off a Mitzvah for a few days or not? They're both cases that he's not holding but doing it now. So the Achronim answer that the difference is, it's a difference in if the mitzvah is done in the same day or in various days. In the same day, one is allowed to push off a mitzvah if one is not holding but doing it now. If one decides for certain practical issues, I can push it off till a later time. But for a few days, one should not push off the mitzvah even if it's more practical. Now, we have a few cases in the Gemara, in Halacha, of Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. One case is Seydenacht. In the Gemara, in the Ramah, it says one should have the Karpas closer to him than the More. The Karpas should be closer. On the Seder plate, he should have closer to him Karpas, and later on and further from him should be the More. Why is that so? Since the Seder is we want to do Karpas before the meal, and Moreh is in the middle of the meal, so we want to eat the Karpas first. Says the Ramah that if the Moreh is closer to him than the Karpas, it would be Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. He would come to Kadesh Urchat Yachas, Karpas, and he would reach for the Karpas, he would bypass the Moreh, and that would be Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. That's what the Ramah says. So the Ramah's Seder plate had the Karpas closer to him than the Moreh. After the Ramah came the Arizal, and that is most Seder plates, all the Seder plates that are brought in the stores, that the Arizal al-Pi Kabbalah has the Moreh closer to him than the closer. If you look on the Seder plate, the Moreh is closer to the person than the Karpas. And since the Arizal, the Chayei Odom, the Mishneh Berurah, they all bring down that we are noyig to do the Seder of the Arizal. And the question gets asked. The Ramo said that the Issa of Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. How do we get around this problem? It's a gewaltige Inyan of Arizal to have the order of the Seder plate. But there's a halacha that you've been Mavir on the Mitzvahs. We have the Karpas closer to us than the Moreh. So that would be the answer, as we've just said. It would depend on the Gemara that we've just said. The Gemara has said that the Gemara has asked, why does a bris mila have to be done early in the morning? So the Gemara brings a reason of zerizin makdim lemitzvos vayashkim Avraham baboker. So the question is, why do you need this reason? Why isn't it enough mavirin ala mitzvahs? So there are achronim who say that would also be good. Mavirin ala mitzvahs is also a reason, but we're looking for a different reason. There are others who say, as you've just said, that since the time of the mitzvah hasn't come, then we're not mechuyev to do it. It's not the time of the mitzvah hasn't come. There's a mitzvah to eat moreh straight at nacht. It's only we have made our seder like that. The mitzvah, the Torah, the mitzvah is straight at nacht. There's a mitzvah for matzah and moreh, and it's all there. We've made the seder. Now, how can we push off the seder and karpas what wasn't mentioned in the Torah? So how can we push off the seder? So, as we've said, the Ramo obviously took on that with a bris mila. There would be an issa of mavir and ala mitzvahs too, even if the Gemara said reason makdim ala mitzvahs. The Gemara is just saying another reason, because it doesn't matter if you've decided that your time has come. Since the mitzvah is here, you're mechuyev to do it. But we take on, like the Arizal, there's a klal brought down in Mishnah Brura, that when the Kabbalah argues with the Halacha, if there's a machloikis, one may go after the Kabbalah. Like here we have the Halacha. The Ramo says that alpi halacha, one, even if the time of the mitzvah hasn't come, since you've arrived at the mitzvah, even if the time hasn't come, you're mechuyev to do it and not overlook it. But Arizal says that we have an inyan that the moreh should be closer to you, since there is a machloikis, if Mavir ala mitzvahs is applicable in such a case. So it is applicable in such a case. We are allowed to follow the Kabbalah since it's a machloikis. And whether one lights Chanukah lights at Nacht before Ma'ariv would be the same nidden, as there are some poskim who say, no, since the time of Ma'ariv has come, you may not overlook it. And some say you may push off Ma'ariv since it's not your time to come. The time hasn't arrived. And whether one may push off a mitzvah if one wants to make a chosh of a mitzvah later would depend on, as we said before, is the reason why one may not do a mitzvah is because one is now empty of the mitzvah, so then one may not push it off for a later date. But if the reason is because you're being mevazah of the mitzvah, then you're allowed to do it at a later date, because you want to make it on a more mehudadiga oifen, a more choshev oifen, and you're not being mevazah of the mitzvah.